from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting terrorism in Pakistan. Four policemen were shot and killed Thursday in southwest Pakistan by a group of Islamic militants. A spokesman for the Baluchistan provincial government says the policemen were on routine patrol in the capital city of Quetta when the gunmen intercepted their vehicle and sprayed it with bullets. Among the dead, Police Superintendent Mubarak Shah. U.S. President Donald Trump calling Paris unsafe because of terrorism is now there to meet with President Emmanuel Macron. VOA's Luis Ramirez.
This is Trump's third overseas trip and third to Europe since taking office in January. During his visit, Trump will take part in Bastille Day celebrations. Talks with Macron are expected to cover Syria and counterterrorism, areas where agreement is easy. White House officials say the more difficult issue of climate may also be on the table. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
President Trump is pushing back and says the White House is functioning perfectly. Jim Malone reports for VOA.
The revelations in Donald Trump Jr.'s emails have put the Trump White House on the defensive and sparked concern from Democrats, including Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia.
Nothing is proven yet, but we're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Some Republicans also registered concern, including House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I supported Bob Mueller being appointed special counsel, and I think we need to let him and his team and our investigators here do their jobs.
Their furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia.
And that is Jim Malone reporting from Washington. This is VOA News.